Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Claude Stevenson. Following their less than decisive victory at Valverde in February 1862, Confederate General Henry Sibley and his army moved north, easily capturing the scantily defended outposts at Albuquerque and Santa Fe. Their goal was Fort Union, a place Sibley knew well. He had been in command of the fort before the war and had supervised the construction of the arsenal and storage buildings. He knew the most direct route led through Glorieta and sent Major Charles Piron and 500 men ahead to secure the pass. Unbeknownst to Sibley, 1,400 Union soldiers under the command of Colonel John Slough had gotten there first. 1,000 of these Union troops were the Colorado Volunteers, who had just marched 400 miles from Denver in 2 short weeks. In the battle that followed, Piron's rebels were forced back into Apache Canyon, where they were reinforced by the arrival of Colonel W.R. Scurry's 4th Texas Mounted Volunteers. The next day, the reinforced Confederates decisively set the Union troops back on their heels. Victory in an open road to Fort Union seemed all but assured. However, Union Major John Chivington, guided by Colonel Manuel Chavez, a New Mexico volunteer, snuck behind Confederate lines and overran the lightly guarded supply camp, destroying the wagons and their contents and driving off the mules and horses. Without sufficient supplies, the Confederates were obliged to retreat. Though they had won the battle, the war was essentially over for the Texas rebels. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and KUNM in Albuquerque.